Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Q39's going to Lawrence, huh?
Look out, Larry Town. Q39 just posted they are headed your way.
The sponsor of our Festivus Friday every week.
Third location will be in Lawrence. We cannot wait to be part of the community and share the Q39 experience with you.
Nice. All right. We've got some teams that rarely qualify for the World Cup qualifying for the World Cup today and over the weekend, over the past couple of days.
One yesterday I told you about.
One of these, that was Scotland that you told me about yesterday. So here are some of the teams that could potentially end up in Kansas City next summer. Curacao.
Yeah.
The tiny little island nation in the Caribbean.
Dutch Antilles.
Uh-huh. Let me see here. They are the smallest country by population ever to qualify for the World Cup.
Good for them.
A record that was previously set by Iceland in 2018. Population of only 155,000 people. It's just north, if I'm not mistaken, of South America.
Yes, correct.
Just Caribbean. North of Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got the ABC Islands, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao.
Thank you.
My college roommate is from Curacao.
No way.
Yeah, play baseball with each other.
Cool. I'll
be darned. War-torn Haiti made it.
Okay.
First time since 1974, and by war, I mean gang wars.
Well, since 1974?
1974.
Wow. Yeah.
By the way, because of the ongoing turmoil on the island, or it's half of an island, the team's 52-year-old head coach has not been able to set foot in the country.
Oh, gosh.
Despite being appointed head coach 18 months ago. Scotland qualified yesterday.
With a winning kick at the buzzer or something, they said.
I believe they scored two goals in extra time.
Well, this is all very exciting.
They said it was one of the most exciting finishes in soccer lore.
Mm-hmm. Panama qualifying. And help me on the pronunciation if I get it wrong. Cape Verde?
Cape Verde.
Verde?
Okay. I think it's Verde.
Verde.
It's an African nation. I must confess I'm actually really good with geography, and I don't think I've ever heard of that country. Notably absent so far.
It's India, an island nation.
India and China.
Ooh, okay. A federal court has sided with the Cozy Inn in a lawsuit involving the city of Salina. And we talked about this when this first came up. A ruling was released late this afternoon that the city of Salina violated the First Amendment by ordering the Cozy Inn to stop painting its mural outside of the burger joint. You guys remember this. It is the Think Town Topic. Tiny little burger joint. And on the side of the burger joint, there's a little window that you would walk up and order. That's how small this place is. Okay. There's a little bench. And then on the cinder block side of the business, there was this burger, some ketchup, some mustard, and it said, "Don't fear the smell. The fun is inside." That's it.
Don't fear this. What do their burgers smell like?
The ruling was just released that when the city of Salina stepped in and said, no, this mural is too much, they are violating the owner's First Amendment right. Now, they call it a UFO-themed mural. I don't think it looks like a UFO. It looks like a burger. I'm sorry. Looks like a burger. It's got some ketchup on it.
Cozy common spelling?
Yes. Okay. Steve Howard, owner of the joint, filed the lawsuit with help from the Kansas Justice Institute last year. That's when we first covered this. On the program, Salina is my hometown. I love it here. I'm excited I get to finish my mural, he says. The reason I love the community, this town, is because all of the support everyone has given me. The dispute began in November of 2023.
Yeah, that doesn't look like
this. This is a fight that's been going on 2 years over a burger mural, people. When Salina officials told Mr. Howard he could not finish his mural, they considered the artwork, quote, a regulated sign instead of an unregulated mural.
I think you've got the city acting like, you know, an HOA.
Does the city not have anything better to do right? than Salina?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. It needs to be this color of beige.
He fought it.
That color of beige.
He fought it, and he won.
It's not a great mural, but it doesn't look like a UFO.
It's not offensive. It's a flying burger.
Yeah, it's a flying burger.
Yes.
With ketchup coming out the back end, almost like a
And it's on a
flame.
The wall of a burger joint.
Yes. By the way, Dan, the city of Salina paid more than $500,000 in litigation costs related to this poor man's side of his mom and pop burger joint.
Damn, and they're cheap. Their burgers are $1.59.
I know it.
Let's go.
$1.59.
If you were a taxpayer, would you not be furious?
Sure, of course you would.
Worthless, ridiculous things.
I bet
to
this
fight.
Little this thing is probably tearing that town apart.
He fought the law,
and he won.
Won.
That's right.
He won.
That's exactly right. Story that Dan had in one of his newscasts, it might have been the most recent one, correct me if I'm wrong. The ACLU is calling a federal judge's order a win for religious freedom after Judge Orlando Garcia issued a preliminary injunction requiring certain Texas public school districts to remove displays of the Ten Commandments. So, hang on. And what they had done is they had passed a law in Texas that every school classroom, public school classroom, had to display the Ten Commandments. This judge has stepped in today and said, absolutely not. No displaying of the Ten Commandments. And listen, before everybody gets, you know, their bunches in a wad, I am a man of faith. And I do not think that the Ten Commandments belong in a public school classroom. If I wanted to send my kid to a religious school, I would send my kid to a religious school. I sent my children to public education. And I'm not saying this out of any sort of, you know, frustration or a little bit of annoyance.
But, I'm beyond annoyed because this has been through the courts again and again and again. And you want to talk about cities wasting taxpayer money.
Or states in this
or
case.
Or states wasting taxpayer money. You are not going to win. This is political posturing.
Mm-hmm. And what I would simply say, and have said all along, every time these cases come up, and they've come up in Louisiana, in Alabama, maybe in Mississippi, I can't recall, but I'll take care of my kids' religious upbringing. And maybe the religious upbringing that I want for my children is not what you're teaching them or allowing them to read.
Well, it could be a million different things.
In public, that's exactly right.
It's limitless.
And one other thing, for those of you who are in favor of, you know, the Ten Commandments being posted in public schools or at county courthouses, you are opening up a Pandora's box you cannot close. Because if you're going to allow the Ten Commandments, get ready because the Satanic Temple is right behind you.
And which Ten Commandments?
Or name your religion.
There are variations.
You know, people like to say, now we let the Wiccans in and let the
Muslims
Satan
and the Hindus and the Jews and the Ten Commandments would be
any
part of
religion.
The Jewish text.
I mean, cannot support it.
I don't. I want to be in charge of taking care of the religious education of my own children. I'm not trying to push my religion on yours. You don't try to push yours on mine. And I think we're fair.
Everybody would be a lot happier.
But again, to repeat myself, if I wanted to send my kid to a religious school, I would have. I chose not to. Teach my kid how to read. I'll help you too at home at night. Teach my kid how to do math, how to find something on a map.
Or don't teach them that.
Well, you didn't learn that. And that's unfortunate.
Okay, Verde over there. What's the island of Verde? Well, it's half an island.
First of all, it's Cape Verde. Verde.
So apparently the text line is filling us in on these hamburgers.
Okay.
They mix onion in the meat, and therefore the smell is strong.
Oh, God, I bet it's
They say always glorious. Put them in your trunk.
Dude, you go to Town Topic, you can actually hear yourself having a heart attack.
We did. We walked up to the window. We were downtown for something, a show. It was the Morgan Freeman show when Morgan Freeman was in town. Mm-hmm. And we were over in that neck of the woods, and I go, oh my gosh, let's go to Town Topic.
You, the one in downtown?
The one right there on the corner. And Johnny goes, is it open? And I'm like, I don't think that place ever closes. I think Town Topic is just open, period.
I remember one time, the name Russ Johnson came up on the show today, God bless him, who used to hold down the 2-6 slot on this radio station in the early 2000s. He's since passed, but he and I were good friends from KU. And I remember he and I went out one night, and we were out way too late. And we pulled into Town Topic, I want to say about 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And they were still open.
Still a line.
And I almost had cardiac arrest by 3:15.
So good.
You know, I don't think I've eaten there in 20 years.
Dan, it had been a while. Man. Because, we don't go out late much anymore. And to be over there and to be downtown. And we just drove by and I go, pull over. We got to go to Town Topic. Because there was a line.
There was one in downtown Mission. But I think, I don't want to close them before they ever closed, but I think the one in downtown Mission ended up closing.
You got to go to the original one anyway.
The one downtown.
You got to go to the original.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. If you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Major League Baseball is returning to NBC. MLB and NBC Sports today announcing a new 3-year media rights agreement beginning in the 2026 season that will bring exclusive games to NBC, Peacock, and the newly formed, because you need another app, NBC Sports Network. The package includes 25 primetime games on Sunday Night Baseball,
yes,
as well as the entire wild card round of the playoffs. Okay. A federal bankruptcy judge has formally approved OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma's plan to settle thousands of lawsuits over the harm of opioids. The judge gave reasoning yesterday for approving the plan, which requires members of the Sackler family who own the company to contribute up to $7 billion over 15 years. Most of the money is to go to government entities to fight the opioid crisis that has been linked to 900,000 deaths in the United States alone in the last 25 years. 900,000 deaths.
They talked about this on Middays today, and I want to know your take. You remember the collapsed Family Dollar, Scott? Sadly, a man lost his life.
The real collapse.
Else was critically injured, like locally, right?
Yeah, in Kansas City.
Apparently today, they let people in to grab whatever items, like non-perishable items, were still on the shelves and left up for grabs. Listen to this. I do not know why they would have done this. The building is still collapsed, right?
Well, you would have to think, I would hope to think, that they did some sort of
shoring,
engineering testing to make sure that it was stable enough to go in. They're not just going to let people go in. You let people go in, somebody gets killed, that's
right?
On the city.
Right. The long-closed Family Dollar on Broadway drew an unexpected crowd Tuesday morning when people were allowed inside to collect remaining items from the store's interior. According to witnesses, crews working at the building opened the doors and allowed members of the public to gather whatever leftover items were still scattered inside after the summer collapse. So it's been,
free-for-all?
Four months. Yes. The building remains fenced off and is boarded up. Erica Lynn, owner of the Wig Bar located just next to the Family Dollar, said the sudden attention brought a rush of vehicles and people to the area while she was trying to help clients. I went out there and it was crazy. Like, people were pulling up with trucks and trailers, cleaning it out for sure. But apparently the people gave them permission to come and take the rest of the stuff. She said watching the people walk into the store brought memories back of the collapse back in July. She said when the building collapsed and that man lost his life, it was very traumatic for me and for my family. It was like reliving it, seeing people walking into the entryway that's been closed since like July. She called the scene really crazy, recalling the moment she saw people climbing into the same entrance tied to the tragedy. But other people saw it differently. Gilbert Meyer, who happened to be walking along Broadway at the time, said he noticed people taking items out of the store and responded similarly after being told it was permitted. I mean, he said, you had people coming in. We were seeing shopping for carts and they were doing anything they could to get to the food and everything in there. He, like you said, Scott, assumed the building was safe to enter, figuring, quote, the construction company wasn't just going to take on that liability and let people in there unless it was repaired first.
Are we sure that somebody who has the authority to give the permission actually gave the permission to enter the building?
I cannot believe anyone in charge would have let people in there because of the legal ramifications involved. But if they did, to your point, it had to have been safe.
Stand by. I think the mayor's calling in to the program on the hotline. We'll obviously patch him.
I have 100 things
right
I can
away.
Ask the mayor about this and all kinds of things.
Okay. Kramer is screening the call to confirm it is the mayor.
Are we sure?
Put him on hold. I'll be able to tell if it's the mayor in 2 seconds.
Take that offline and let's be sure before we bring I would love to bring the mayor on, but let's be sure.
Well, we'll know if it's the mayor.
I know.
Not. Stand by. Okay, here we go. Hello? Hello?
Let's go, girls.
Okay.
Wait. Now I'm getting a text. Hey,
give me a second. I'm going to put him on hold. No one's answering.
But they called us.
I know.
Tell them we're ready to go, like, right now.
No, there is no way that is there's no way that's the mayor. I don't believe it.
What, are you texting him?
No, but the mayor understands how radio works, and there was a lot of noise in the background there.
There was a lot of noise in the background, but I thought I heard a voice that distinctly sounded like his.
Of all the things to call in and talk about, and maybe he wants to talk about the Family Dollar. I don't know that that would be the thing. I would rather talk about
it is somewhat interesting that
taking and the crushing of the cars from the sideshows.
We started talking about a Family Dollar in Kansas City, Missouri, and somebody whose phone ID rings in as Mayor Q calls in. I have his number. Let me see if that's it.
There is no way.
I'm just going to stay on this line with this person, whoever it is, until they answer.
Although it's so funny. Like, I actually think
Is it possible we got butt dialed by the mayor?
That's even better.
I think we may have been butt dialed by the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri.
We'll go to break. I'll reach out and we'll figure it out because that is funny.
While we wait to see if that is Mayor Q butt dialing the radio station. real quick, this story I believe is from NBC News. Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary and ex-president of Harvard University, announced today he is also resigning. He disassociated himself from Harvard
yesterday.
But then
he said he was going to still teach classes or something. I'm like, no.
Said he is also resigning from the board of directors of OpenAI amid scrutiny on his connection to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, ties that are now the subject of a new internal investigation at the Ivy League school. Quoting here from Summers in a statement today, this is his second resignation in as many days. In line with my announcement to step away from my public commitments, I have also decided to resign from the board of OpenAI. I am grateful for the opportunity to have served, excited about the potential of the company, and look forward to following their progress.
This is the guy who reached out and asked for relationship advice, right, from Jeffrey Epstein?
In 2019.
Way after he was convicted.
and while he was being investigated on new charges.
Oh my God, what is wrong with people? What is wrong?
He asked for relationship advice.
Oh, yeah. That's Jeffrey Epstein. That's who you
want to ask. Kramer, I have to know, he's no longer on the line. What ended up happening? Was it a butt dial?
Honestly, it had been a butt dial, because then you can hear conversations going, and like, I feel actually kind of terrible listening to what...
Oh, you should have taken notes.
No, we're not putting on a butt dial.
Yeah, no, you really couldn't make out what they're saying, but this was definitely a butt dial. 1,000% a butt dial.
I mean...
Has to be.
It's so good.
Of all the numbers... First of all, of all the people that accidentally butt dials a radio station, it's the mayor of Kansas City.
And I fact checked it. I don't even know if that's even the right number.
Did you check the number? Because I'll tell you, don't give any of it out over the air.
No.
But during the break, I have his number, and let's see if it matches. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. 913-586-7798.
What up, Q?
That doesn't happen every day. 913-586.
Better if he was in a drive-thru.
586. Yeah.
Take a number two with onions.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
By the way, just announced this week, they will be at Saltstone in Riverside, the new Morton Salt Amphitheater, in September. I believe it's September 8th. Tickets go on sale, I believe, tomorrow for Motley Crue.
Really?
Opening acts, Extreme and Tesla.
Extreme as in more than words on cassette tape? Yes, please.
That is correct.
They only had one song.
Well, they had a,
I don't know if we sure about
they,
that.
They had a mild hit. I got to be
they
careful
had
with this
more than
one.
Words, and then they had everything else was on the B side.
There was one called Get the Funk Out.
Okay.
And then they had, of course, More Than Words.
Yeah. Oh, I have to listen to that on the way home.
So Extreme is the opening act, then Tesla, and then Motley
Crue. You know why
Crue.
It's the opening act? Because they only have one song.
Well, we're going like we went to Motley
Extreme,
Crue.
Extreme, unlike their catalog.
Like when we all went to Motley Crue and Def Leppard, we are going.
I'm happy for you.
No, we are going.
You want us to go to Extreme and Motley Crue?
And Tesla.
I would go just to hear... Love Song by Tesla.
I saw Tesla years ago with Rod, and man, they were good.
You know what the problem is with that song? It's one of the greatest love songs. I love that song. But it's only like 30 seconds long. It's one of the shortest
songs. No, it's not.
Songs.
It's like 6 minutes long.
Well, yeah, the intro is, but as far as just him singing that beautiful song, it is short. We need more love song, not less love song.
Okay. Hang on, now I have to know how long that stupid song is, so I'm looking it up.
It is so quick. What would you do?
It was a chart topper. Okay, the radio edit is 4 minutes and 10 seconds long. The album version is 5 minutes and 23 seconds.
Love is all around you. Love is knocking all around you. At your door.
It is.
All right, listen to this. A family says a hospital discharged a pregnant woman who was in labor before she gave birth in her car.
Oh, boy.
An Indiana woman says a hospital turned her away while she was in active labor, and she gave birth in her car less than 10 minutes later. I would be livid. The family says the baby, which was not due for another couple of weeks, arrived 8 minutes after the woman was discharged from the hospital. sister-in-law, quoting here to CBS Chicago, "I feel like my family's rights have been violated." After giving birth in the car, her brother continued to drive her to a different hospital in the area while other family members called 911.
And why did they kick her out?
They said, "We don't believe you're giving birth yet." And she's like, "Oh, I'm in labor." Hospital's now conducting an internal investigation. 911 was able to contact the second hospital and say, you know, "Mom is coming with baby and umbilical cord still attached." Mm. 15 doctors and nurses were waiting outside for them to arrive. I often wondered when this happens. It doesn't happen often, but when a hospital screws up like that, is she going to get a bill for the initial assessment?
Boy, one would hope not.
You know, they kick her loose.
Yeah.
You know, I tell this story because it's so absurd.
But we did see her.
One of the very first stories I covered as a reporter in Topeka was a mom, and I think it was her third child. And she shows up at the hospital and is like, "Baby's coming." And, you know, with baby number three, listen to mama, please. Like, she knows.
Yeah.
"Baby's coming." And the staff said to her, "We cannot admit you until you give a urine sample. Just give us a urine sample. The bathroom's right there." Mom replies, "There is no time for a urine sample. Baby is coming." Hospital digs its heels in and says, "That's policy. We're not doing anything until you give us a urine sample." She goes into the hospital bathroom with the little plastic cup and gives birth to that child in the toilet. Because when you sit, that pressure, that baby's coming out.
Right.
Baby was born in the toilet.
Gravity has a special effect.
I will never forget asking the hospital, like, A, how the heck does that happen? B, well, it's policy. Give me a break. Policies are meant to be broken when a mom comes in with the third baby and says baby's crowning, right?
Right.
So, C, I say, "You're not going to charge her, are you?" And the reply was, "Well, it's not really an itemized situation. I mean, there's one charge for taking care of mom and baby in the hospital." And I go, no. Mm-hmm. No. Go sell that crazy somewhere else.
We're all stuck.
Do not tell me you're going to charge that woman for the delivery of a baby that she self-delivered in your toilet because you would not listen to her.
Now, this is a story you covered,
yes,
or is a story you read about?
It was in Topeka, which narrows it down to two hospitals, but I'm just saying. I mean, this was years ago, but they tried to sell the old, "Well, there's really one fee for a physician." And I go, no.
Well,
no. We're going to itemize this one, and you are not going to charge her for delivery.
That's when common sense needs to enter into the room,
correct,
self-decency. What was it, and I don't mean to bring up bad memories, but when you put Odie down, didn't you get some bizarre, weird?
I wanted to know if I wanted a receipt.
That's right.
Would you like a receipt?
We just put your dog down. Do
no,
you need a receipt?
No, he was in my lap.
Oh, my God.
Do you want a receipt? And I'm sure that I said this at the time. I'm sure that that's policy. But there are certain.
No, I'm good.
Certain places I don't think we need to be asking for the receipt.
Right.
It's kind of like when and we've had Louise, listeners call in before and say, and this is terrible, like when their mom passed or their loved one passed, they then get like a survey, like, "How was your experience?
How did we perform?
How would you rate your experience?" Well,
not good.
We went in and my loved one was breathing and then eventually was not. Do not ask me to give you 4 stars here.
Singer David has been identified as a suspect in the death investigation of 15-year-old Celeste Hernandez, who was found dead in a Tesla registered in his name. David, whose real name is David Anthony Burke, who performed in Kansas City not too long ago, has not been officially charged with any crime at this time, according to NBC News in Los Angeles.
This is the dumbest headline I've ever read, by the way, that he's a suspect.
He's been identified as a suspect.
You think?
The body of Hernandez was found on September 8th in the trunk of an impounded Tesla in Los Angeles. It had been left on a residential street in a nice neighborhood for a month before neighbors finally said, "You've got to tow this." They get it towed, and I think it was at the impound lot where the driver noticed that there was a foul smell coming from the car, called police. They open up the frunk, because the trunk of a Tesla is actually in the front. They open up the front trunk, whatever, and therein are the dismembered parts of this 15-year-old girl.
Even if they cannot pinpoint cause or manner of death, and even if he is not charged with homicide, She was 14 years old at the time of her death. So remember, right after this whole story came out, all of his big advertisers and collaborators dropped
him like a hot rock.
They dropped him. And you might say, well, how do we know that she didn't overdose? Well, even if she overdosed, she didn't end up in that trunk by herself.
Well, and she didn't dismember herself.
You're missing the wider point. She was 14 at the time of her death.
But Dana,
at the very least,
I know where you're going with
this. The charges have to flow from that, do they not?
First of all, prove it.
Prove that they had a romantic relationship?
Mm-hmm.
That's what cell phones do.
Prove that we weren't just friends. Well, all right, fine. Get my cell phone. I'm playing devil's advocate.
I know.
Because I think the same way you're thinking. But you know as well as anybody, the two of us combined have covered God knows how many trials in this town. You can only get a conviction on what you can prove. So we get the cell phones, right?
Yep.
Well, first of all, if I'm David, I'm going to say, I was on tour at the time. You don't know when that body was put in that car.
We know that the car was moved at one point.
Right. But he was on tour. In fact, he was on the same tour. The body was found just days before he played in Kansas City. If I'm not mistaken, he played at the Midtown, I think. I can't recall. But anyway, regarding proving things, first of all, prove that she didn't die accidentally. And somebody who I'm familiar with, who might have access to my Tesla, put the body in the frunk. Let's get to the romantic relationship. Prove that I had a romantic relationship with this woman. Okay, let me have your phone. We're gonna get a warrant for your phone. We're gonna go through it. Here are all these. Now, if there are pictures or videos, all bets are off. But if it's just, oh my gosh, I love you so much, I can't wait for you to come over tonight. If I'm a decent defense lawyer, we're role playing.
She's 14.
I'm not excusing that, Dana. You know that.
I know you're not. I'm just saying, you know, what concerns me with this case is that she was missing for such a long time. God knows how.
And nobody seemed to notice.
And no, but there was such a long time that passed.
Yeah.
I am concerned that they are not going to be able to come up with any concrete manner of death.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, his team of attorneys is going to say, not only did I not have anything to do with this, you can't even tell me how she died.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Or you can't prove it. That's very different.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. If you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. The Country Club Plaza development team is asking for tax breaks to help cover $1.4 billion in redevelopment that could dramatically remake the historic commercial district, including hundreds of possible new residential units. They want $1.4 billion in...
Let me rephrase. Tall units.
$1.4 billion in redevelopment, but they're asking for tax breaks on that $1.4 billion.
One of the things I read is they're looking at putting like 10-story and more. Height will be involved.
Okay. Did we confirm that the butt dial was in fact from Quentin Lucas?
I do believe we received a call from the mayor, and the mayor has apologized and just said, the carpool line with the kids was crazy, y'all. My bad. Sorry.
It did sound like a bunch of kids. It did. Yes.
There were other news types on Twitter when I said, pretty sure we just got butt dialed by the mayor. Other news people were waiting and just said, please, God, be true. Please be true.
Well, it turns out it is true. The mayor has responded and said, sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
A little drama in the pickup line at school.
Mayor's a dad. We've all been there.
Story here from the USA Today. As TGI Fridays navigates through Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the casual dining restaurant chain's locations continue to dwindle, especially in the Midwest.
Mm.
The two remaining TGI Fridays restaurants in Missouri closed this week, leaving the Show Me State with no more locations. The two shutter TGI Fridays were in St. Charles and Columbia, and they listed their status as, quote, permanently closed on their Facebook pages. There are only 79 TGI Fridays left.
Wow.
In the United States. If you want one, if you want to go, they used to have
hundreds.
They used to have 270.
Yeah.
They're now down to 79.
Mm.
The closest one to us would be in Illinois.
Never wanted to go to a TGI Fridays so bad that it would involve a road trip?
No. No.
You know, it wasn't bad, but it was...
It was just like a Applebee's
all right.
or Chili's. I mean, it's the same kind of food.
It's all right.
Wasn't there one... No, that's a Chili's. There was a TGI Fridays. It was over by the Target and Walmart in Shawnee. And I believe it's either now a dentist office or a Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
But that one closed more than a decade
ago. Can I tell you that I've been trying to get in to see the eye doctor? And then I got sick. Remember I had the mono? That was my eye appointment was supposed to be during the mono.
Okay.
I am now so blind, Scott, up close. You know, it's been a minute since I could see like my cell phone and that kind of stuff without readers. I am now so blind when I go to eat, I look down at the plate of food and it's fuzzy. Like pretty sure that steak in front of me, it smells like steak.
Mm-hmm.
I now, if it involves a fork and a knife, I have to wear my readers to cut it.
So I'm thinking the readers are what's causing the problem.
The wheels are falling off in real time, people. I'm here to tell you. I've got to get in to see the eye doctor. And I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, you're getting old. You need glasses.
New York Post is out with the 10 most affordable cities where you can still get a house for under $300,000. Muncie, Indiana is on the list. Toledo, Ohio. Battle Creek, Michigan.
Hmm.
Pittsburgh. Yep. A couple others. I'll just go through them real quick.
Is Kansas City on the list?
Wichita is, and so is St. Louis.
Okay.
Kansas City is not on the list. Not in the top 10. All right. And NASA today releasing new images of...
An alien!
No, 31 Atlas. It might be an alien. We don't know! But my gosh, if you see the picture...
It's pretty cool.
Now, granted, it's an ultraviolet image, but...
Looks like an alien to me.
That doesn't look like a comet to me. That looks like a visitor. Maybe someday we'll find out. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, one of the finest men in these United States, Kramer. He's pushing the buttons today. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good. Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.